Sports Day with Badge and Sats for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Hello and welcome to Sports Day on a sports action-packed Wednesday. Jason Matthews and Gary Belcher here tonight. Badge, hello, mate.
Hello, Woogie. How are you, mate? Nice to be here.
I went to the... it's good to be here. Good to see you. I went to the chiropractor today, Badge. I've got one of those most common injuries, according to my chiropractor. I've got that. You know, I've had this dodgy neck, and I keep doing it. And apparently, the most common way. What do you reckon it is?
Turning your head very quickly to look at someone walking past.
No, I wouldn't do that, Gary.
Oh,
how dare you even suggest that?
What?
You be quiet, Oprah. No, falling asleep in front of the telly watching sport. And because I've got one of those oversized melons, it just falls down and then my neck goes.
Right.
Have you lost interest? Are you typing?
You've got a heavy head. You've got a heavy head.
I have. So that's how I've done my neck.
Our neck.
So I've had 1 hour sleep, mate. So please forgive me. 0457 736 736. Of course, if you want to get involved in the show tonight, you can. Don't forget to tell us how you're listening, your name, where you're from. We'd love to have a chat with you tonight on Sports Day. Make sure you send us through a text, 0457 736 736. Tonight's show, Badge, it's a biggie. Jared Wallace is out of ISO, back at training for the Gold Coast Titans. He's a part of our family here at Sports Day. He'll be joining us. Brett Phillips with the latest on, of course, the Oz Open. Ash
Who's
Barty.
Who's playing tonight? Johnny Millman's up later tonight, isn't he?
And Vukic is on court right now. He's down 4-2. In the first set, so there's lots of action going on there. And Damon Lowry used to play for the Townsville Crocs. We're going to talk about NBL, and there's something like 16 games coming up in 10 days as they try and get rid of this backlog, Badge. But you've discovered some really interesting stuff about him that we should ask him about.
He's a hell man. Some of the stuff he's doing, and I know he's in his early 50s, and he just sets these crazy missions that he does every month, every second month or something. And like he did, I read where he did 67,000 skips in a month with a 10-kilo vest on. He's torturing himself, or he's pushing his body to limits he didn't know he had. And I didn't want to find out why and how he's going with it. And yeah, it's I find it fascinating.
Yeah, I can't wait to have a chat to him about that as well. There's some breaking news around this afternoon too. New Zealand's quarantine requirements and border controls have seen the Chappell Hadley ODI series and T20 match postponed indefinitely, i.e. cancelled. It's been confirmed Australia and New Zealand were due to play three ODIs on January 30, Feb 2 and Feb 5, and one T20 match on February 8. So they're done and dusted. They've pulled the pin on that.
Oh, it was only... that's to do with... You're getting back into New Zealand, isn't it, for the Kiwi team? And they were going to send over a team minus a bunch of their stars, but must just be all a bit too tricky now for that. And I'm only just reading how it's really been costly for the broadcasters. Not, you know, most of those tests not getting into the fifth day, often only 3 days. And this is another blow for them and for Australian cricket, of course. And that's now Australian cricket, a lot of their funding comes
through
broadcasting.
A couple of trains of thoughts, though, on this, Badge. It'll be good for the Big Bash, the final stages of that, because a lot of these international players will go back and play for the teams like they have today. We saw the Goats and Marnus Labuschagne in action in that game in Brisbane, and Uzi's playing at the moment. So that'll give that an injection. But also, I see there's something on the text line.
Toronto Rod's got a great idea. Let's revisit what they did many years ago. I can't remember the last time. And Rod, you might be able to enlighten us on this or other listeners. He says Australia should play Australia A in one days, which would be great for the fans and the players and the money for Cricket Australia. And it'll help with the bottom line there. And do you remember when Australia played Australia A many years ago? I think Australia A might have had a win.
It won't happen
again. They might have had a win in a one-dayer many moons ago. And, I love the idea.
Badge.
I love the idea, Toronto Rod.
I tell you why it won't happen. Remember the crowds were booing the Australian team and cheering.
Because we love an underdog. We just love an underdog.
And that moment they've gone, we're not doing this again. This is, you can't. like in Australia, you're booing the Australians. What about a hybrid side, half and half? What about maybe half and half, and maybe do it for charity? Maybe we can link in some sort of money proceeds go to, you know, a lot of our frontline workers during COVID.
Yeah. Love it. Oh, I love the idea.
I think it's great.
There's some matches there to be filled in, and Australia up against Australia A is that. I know who I'd be going for straight away.
Australia.
I just love an underdog.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be disappointed.
I'd be going for Australia, right?
Oh, God. Hey, what's this Adrian from Jural, your mate? He sent a text already about Scott Sattler. He's not back till the 31st.
Oh, what's he say?
Scott Sattler knows his rugby league, and yes, Brett Kenny was a sensational player. But for mine, Ray Price is the greatest ever Eel, and it was he who should be an immortal. That's not bad. That's actually one of the most sensible things Adrian's ever said.
Pricey, eh?
On the text.
Great player. Great player.
Who
with all due
pick?
Respects to Mal Meninga and Norm Proven, he writes here, Adrian, Price was a superior footballer to both those immortals, and that is arguable. Yes, I certainly would be siding there with Big Mal, and I didn't see Norm Proven play, but... a lot of fans that Ray Price has got. Johnny Raper was obviously a brilliant lock forward, but you'll never convince me that he was better than Price, who scored plenty of tries and was involved in many attacking raids that led to tries. He's the only genuine superstar in the Eels forward pack. Parramatta would be on zero premierships if not for Ray Price. Look, all good points there, Adrian. Ray Price, as an immortal, I don't think he's ever been nominated. And of course, there was the great catch up a few years ago when we went from 4 to 8 and then to 13, or some from eight to 13 a few years ago. And I don't think Pricey was nominated, certainly not in the final grouping. But yeah, very interesting. A lot of people would agree, some might disagree, but I'd love to hear what our listeners think. 0457 736 736. Obviously, Adrian is a big fan of the great man Ray Price, and I've got to say I was too. What a hell of a player he was.
I'm thinking about that text from Toronto Rod as well. Australia should play Australia A in the one days. Who would you have in each side? Jeez, I'd love to get people's thoughts on that. 0457 736 736.
We're talking about one days, yeah.
Just one days, yeah, or T20s. It doesn't matter.
Moses Enriquez would straight. He'd be in there, wouldn't he?
Which one?
Maxi would have to get
Australia
a
Australia A or Australia?
For Australia A.
Yeah, but Maxi plays
in
T20 for Australia.
Side.
He plays
T20
for Australia.
Side.
He's unavailable.
Not the one day side. Hang on. Is he in the one day side or the T20?
Well, what are we going to play? Is it a one dayer or T20?
We just said one dayer.
Oh, right.
And it's on Toronto Rod's text as well.
Right, okay.
Rod, he doesn't listen, does he? Like, he only hears half the story.
Onrix, Moses. Yep. So you've got a couple of all-rounders at the moment. Yep, what else?
We'll let the listeners tell us the rest.
Who would skipper Australia, Ray?
0457 736 736. Let's let the listeners... It's not all up to us, Woogie. Come on.
Remember that thing we were talking about.
You don't want to be a selector. I've helped Rod come up with this idea. I don't want to be a selector as well.
You've helped, Roy. Of course you have. Hey, before we get on to some tennis stuff, just a funny thing I noticed today, just a small thing. We were talking about the police, how they broke up the big party that was happening with the Australian cricketers with Joe Root and also Jimmy Anderson as well. The video has emerged, and I missed it yesterday when I saw it, Badge. Hence why I didn't play it. I didn't think it was much. They just said, look, guys, you've got to go to bed. And they just went to bed. That was it. That's the video. That's this controversial moment. Anyway, I saw it again today and I thought, I'm going to play it to you. What's happened here?
It's too loud.
We've got Nathan Lyon.
Yeah.
Ruth.
That's
Carrie.
No,
Jimmy Anderson.
Thank you.
Just video this, just for the lawyers.
That's
right,
it's all right.
Bedtime.
See you in the morning, everyone.
I love the way the goats just called it bedtime. There's three
6:30.
Glaring... 6:30 in the morning. Three glaring mistakes there, right?
What were they?
One of them, the police officer says, see you in the morning. Already is. 6:30.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you got that. We got it right. Secondly, female police officer, put your bloody mask on properly. Oh. All right, you should be setting the example, young
Didn't
lady.
Didn't she have a mask on properly?
She had top of her mouth and her nose uncovered. You know, they've been drinking all night. God knows what you might catch. You know, I love it when he went around to all the players.
Was that the policeman? I haven't seen that. Yeah, yeah. Is that the policeman going around naming them?
So he's going Nathan Lyon, Joe Root, Alex, okay, Jimmy Anderson, and then the camera goes to the player of the series, Travis Head. Nothing. I don't know your name.
Who he is.
I don't know your name, buddy.
And some other guy. He's not the most recognisable cricketer in Australia. Travis Head, is he?
He could have just called him mate in tennis.
So that's the vision that I think that's the same. That was filmed by the Graham Thorpe, the assistant English coach.
Right. Is this the one he's in trouble for?
Yeah, he's in some sort of strife for filming that. I don't know why. I mean, everyone films everything on their phones now, don't
Maybe
they?
He leaked it.
Maybe they're embarrassed about it. Maybe they're just trying to find a reason to.
But they're talking about sacking him.
He
for
was
that.
The batting coach. He's the batting coach. They've got to Hang find on. Some reason to get rid of him.
Hang on. The sacking
Nothing
him,
to do with how they batted.
Wouldn't that be the reason you'd sack him? Like, seriously. Did they make 200 once?
So.
And I know they did. Before you jump on the text. And have a crack. I know they made 200 ones. I don't think they made 300.
Barely.
Yeah. No. Hey, tennis today. Last night, Kyrgios put on a clinic as he blitzed qualifier Liam Broughty in straight sets. Everyone's getting excited about that. But I think the...
He was good. Nick, yeah.
Qualifier.
He'll go through with this.
It's tennis is different when he's on court, isn't it? The crowd, they're a bunch of bogans.
Can pull a... Yeah,
I want to ask Brett. I'm going to ask Brett.
Would you think there are a lot of those are his mates?
Yeah, I think he just gets free tickets and hands them out. I'm going to ask Brett Phillips this: would he be doing those between his legs shots if he was down love 40 instead of being up 40 love?
Okay,
let's see how creative and how brave he would be then, and let's see him try that with Medvedev. Medvedev is going to wipe him off the court. He's round two.
Oh, that's his next game, is it?
Yeah. I think it's Medvedev, yeah.
Interesting.
Dimonur does it again the hard way. Wins in four sets. Good to see. Good to get a nice tough game up front. Rafa, he won today. He's through to the third round.
Yeah, not unexpected.
No.
Ash as well.
She won. Easy win again today. She won in straight sets. Her first game badge, I think, went 54 minutes in round one. This one went 52. She'll take on another Italian in the third round and getting close to that possible fourth round clash with Naomi Osaka. Of course, she'll be in action tonight as well. Alexander Vukic, as I said, he's on court now. He's
How's Alex going?
He's down a break, 5-4 in the first set and... Albot is serving for the first set. So.
Where's Radu Albot coming from? Oh, that's a tough
flag. That's a tough flag. That's
Moldova.
No,
Moldova.
I was going to say Portugal.
Didn't know just because I've Googled him.
See,
playing under the Portuguese flag, but it looks like the Moldovan flag.
Or they stole the Portuguese flag. We talked about this, what was it, 2 days ago? You didn't know the South African flag, which that's fine. There's a lot of flags out there. So today, I don't want to talk about flags anymore. So today, the first game comes up on centre court, and Aria, my daughter, goes to me, okay, so she's Italian, red, white, and, green. She goes, what's that other flag, Dad? And I said, oh, don't you start.
Oh, good work, Aria.
Spanish.
Flags are interesting. Watch Big Bang. Watch Sheldon with his World of Flags, whatever it's called. Flags of the World. Oh, that's brilliant.
John Millman's in action tonight again against Alexander Zverev. That'll be a tough match for him. And is he going to dodge him back, is he?
He has. He's had some trouble for the last couple of years, Johnny Millman. So he's, anyway, he'll battle on. He's in his early 30s, isn't he? And he did very well to get through that first one, but much, much tougher tonight against Zverev.
Hey, hot topic tonight. I want to throw this at you, Badge. With all the stuff going on with Nick Kyrgios in action last night, you go, and I will say, he does play some outstanding tennis at times. You go, wow, he's talented. He's definitely got the talent, whether he's got the desire to be at his best, the fitness, whatever it is. I just can't help but think he's wasted sporting talent. And then I thought, who else, you know, who else has played world sport that could have wasted the talent they had? And is there anyone bigger than Kyrgios?
Sure. Well, at 26, the sort of talent that he's got, there are people more, you know, in touch with what goes on in tennis than me, that he's good enough if he was actually had the application to his training and improvement. He could have won, you know, majors by now, Grand Slams by now. That's what they say. I think
that could have. Worth asking who about knows? Him. Who knows? But are there any other sporting stars? I mean, Bernard Tomic, do you think that's wasted talent? Wasted sporting talent?
Of course. You know how I feel about him.
Okay. What about, let me throw one at you, Ben Simmons. All the talent that he has in the world. Still not playing the game this year. Doesn't look like he's going to be picked up. And just sitting on the sidelines. That's wasted sporting talent.
Yeah, it is. It's a waste at the moment. Early in his career, you know, he's got time to pick all that up and get the best out of himself.
Hey, Chris from Tamworth, you don't want to throw anyone up. I'm getting you don't want to nominate any wasted talent. I'm getting
no,
that.
Not yet. No, okay. We're getting to that, aren't we?
Okay. All right, Chris from Tamworth, it's Sheldon Cooper presents Fun with Flags, Badge.
Oh, that's it. Love it. Love it.
0457-736-736.
What's your favourite flag, Chris, and anyone else? 0457-736. What is your favourite flag of the world? And
mine's Australia. Sure,
Just go to the Australian Open results and you'll see all these amazing flags.
That's our sports update. Thanks to Acme Farm Insurance. There has been an announcement from Australian Tennis. Might hold off on that, Badge, and ask Brett Phillips, who we got on the line next from the Oz Open. We'll get to him next. This is Sports Day. Thanks to the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
That certainly is. Welcome back to Sports Day. You've got Badge and Jace here for your Wednesday night. Lots going on in sport. Big Bash games going. We haven't touched the Big Bash yet. The Renegades are 1-45 off 6.1 overs, and they're chasing. They need another 9 runs and over to win their game against the Sydney Thunder. So plenty going. There's another game after that. It's a triple header tonight.
It's all happening
in the Big Bash. And, of course, the Australian Open is well and truly underway. Another great win for Ash today. Good to see her win and acknowledge the great Yvonne Goolagong post-game as well. But the man who's courtside in our commentary booth right now, I don't know whether we have to whisper because
You have to talk.
I think he does. Yeah, I love it when they talk low at golf and tennis. And given what happened last night at John Cain Arena, I don't know why people bother. Brett Phillips, our Sports Day tennis expert, is joining us right now. Thanks to Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. G'day, BP.
Gentlemen, I can speak as loud as I want because I've got this massive big glass wall in front of me. I'm looking over Rod Laver and Alexander Zverev and John Millman, who are going to play each other within about 2 metres of each other practising serves. So they're sharing the practice court at the moment, and later on they'll be on the opposite sides going toe-to-toe in a big second-round match. And I've got a screen on Alex Vukic, the live Aussie at the moment, who's got a bit of work to do, a set-down, which he was in that boat a couple of days ago. And yeah, Ash Barty, as you mentioned, was, well, she was clearly wanting to get to lunch pretty quickly today. It's been two matches won inside an hour for Ash. Some debating whether that's, you know, the ideal preparation. I mean, you can only beat who's in front of you. And look, she's looking so good at the moment. I don't think it's a, you know, big concern that she hasn't been tested, you know, at this stage.
It probably means she's conserving a bit of energy. Hey, if one of those players warming up or Vukic turns and hits a tennis ball right at you, you know that double glazing is not working, mate, and they can probably hear everything you say. I want you to be like whispering Ted Lowe at the snooker. Remember that? Was it Ted, whatever his name was?
Yeah, he was good.
I'm too young for that.
Yep.
You are, Woogie. Yeah, so Ash, outstanding again. Who's she got third up, do we know just yet? And of course, we talked already about the fact that in the fourth round, if all goes to plan, she'll play Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, well, Osaka's coming up against Madison Bringle in the next hour, an American who can make life a little difficult. But yeah, Ash's next opponent is Camilla Giorgi. She's my favourite from Italy. And I'll tell you why she's my favourite, because she makes life, she's my challenge. Because I tried to interview her in Sydney about 3 years ago, and she tried to run off court, and the floor manager said, back you come, and she whispered in my ear and said one question, and I threw in four, which drew a very, very dirty look. And then I was down in Hobart one day doing the Hobart International, where she served 25 double faults with that breeze off Mount Wellington and the Derwent combined. It was horrendous, and her father, Sergio, looks like Einstein. He actually walked out. He was hiding behind a pole. I got the cameraman to follow him. I said, listen, we've got to get Sergio. He couldn't look. So she's an interesting story, but she plays very differently to the other Italian women. She hits flat, she hits hard, and she takes you on. So it's two contrasting styles, but Ash, she'll bring the slice. She'll bring the chip and charge. She'll bring just difficult balls, nice side spin that, you know, Camilla Giorgi won't want. So, yeah, love the matchup here because it's two different players, very different.
2-1 down in that second set, Vukic against Elbo, the Moldovan. He lost the first set 6-4. You're not too concerned about him just yet, early days?
Well, it's just maybe got the makings of being a five-setter. I think there's going to be some fluctuation. So, yeah, he's in a good spot right now, Alex Vukic, having lost that first set 6-4, but he's 2-1 up, and he's got Elbot love 40 on his serve. So, big chance to break here and get to a 3-1 lead in the second. And this is court number three, where he won a couple of days ago, where Popper and Kokkinakis, unfortunately, haven't been able to get the chocolates. But, yeah, it's absolutely packed to capacity. Little amphitheatre, raucous support for Alex. And, yeah, look, if he can break here and take the second set and get to a set of peace, that crowd's going to be worth something as we head into the evening.
He's only got two break points. Now, before we get on to Nick Kyrgios and to waste your time on that, our mate Carlos Alcaraz today, straight sets. I'm on him. I'm on him, BP. I'm on him.
Get on him.
I am.
Get on him. He is a star, an absolute genuine box office star, this young kid. From one Spaniard, who I watched close up today in Rafael Nadal, to another generation Spaniard, we're going to be blessed for the next 10 years with this kid, because he's coached by a former Spaniard, world number one in Juan Carlos Ferrero, who actually was going to be given maybe a prime gig in tennis about 3 years ago. And he said to the person, hey, I've got this little, got this 14, 15-year-old guy in Spain. He's actually not too bad. I'm going to stick with him. Bloody good choice. Very, very good choice, because he's bound for the top 10. He's, the 31st seed here, and it's been a rapid rise. High intensity and the power for a guy at, 18, that lower core, he's physically built beautifully.
He won that easily today in straight sets against, who was it? The other guy, 6-2, 6-1.
Dusan Lajović.
Yeah, 7-5. Let's talk about Kyrgios last night. Roger Rashid's come out today. I don't think he's a big fan of the crowd's behaviour. Geez, it's gone a bit boganish, hasn't it, when Kyrgios hits the court. A part of us goes, look, it's nice to see some entertainment, but is this going a step too far?
Yeah, Roger was alongside me last night. We commentated that game, and we both looked at each other and thought, yeah, this is not quite what we wanted, a tennis match. Yeah, look, it's a great atmosphere, entertainment, but when the camera was panning around, I'm thinking, you've come along to the tennis because you just loved the event, right? So you've come along, paid your grand pass, go and watch a couple of the bands on, Grand Slam Oval, have a few lemonades, and then you sort of have a look, where's Kyrgios playing? I want to be there. You're in a lot of cases, for that younger generation, he'd be the only player that they would be interested in. So they get to John Cain Arena and you get 10,000 of them combined together, and the etiquette was just thrown out the window. The chair umpire should have got double his pay last night. So I don't have a problem with entertainment, with barracking, but certainly when the player's coming to serve and he's ready, everyone should just know, hey, button up. That's an absolute given. And yeah, some of it was a bit over the top last night. It was like sitting in Bay 13 at the cricket. That's what it was like.
Is some of his stuff, and I don't mind a lot of it, but is some of the stuff that Nick goes on with, we saw a bit last night, is it disrespectful? And I saw even his opponent said he was warned that it will feel like he's being a bit disrespectful towards you.
Yeah, there's a touch of that. I mean, I suppose he walked out there last night, and you know what's going to happen. I mean, look, he played, you know, very well off what no competitive match since September last year. But when you've got a serve as good as he has, and he wants to serve 10 aces in the first set, you know, unplayable returns, you know, he just had the crowd in the palm of his hand. He whipped into a frenzy. And, you know, now it's going to be a completely different match against Medvedev. World number two is not going to give him anything. So whether he can find that energy level again, we expect, you know, probably Medvedev to win that. So it's sort of like you know, he's like the warm-up person. You know, when you go into a live TV show, he just warms the tournament up. For the real guys who are genuine title contenders, we've been used to that for a little while now, and I don't think it's going to change, to be honest.
Yeah. Hey, the other big thing that happened late yesterday was the statement that came out from Tennis Australia about the Djokovic fiasco. Did they give us any clarity? Was it pretty bland, I thought, what they came up with?
Well, I don't think that didn't really tell us anything. They certainly just want to focus on the tennis, but the questions are going to keep coming. We have Craig Tiley, who obviously won't speak at the moment. We have a president who never speaks in Jane Hrdlicka. You know, I mean, she is the CEO of one of our major airlines, and, you know, there's a bit of PR damage around, you know, certainly the TA board, I think, at the moment, and the role that they actually play and how far in the decision-making they get involved. There's a lot of questions to be answered, that's for sure. And, yeah, the first time, it's interesting with the Australian Open, it's the first time Tiley's come under, you know, some heat around this tournament. He comes under a bit of heat for the running of tennis in Australia. That's another topic. But this tournament, he's been absolutely lauded. But, yeah, what the long-term damage will be, we'll have to wait and see. I think TA will certainly look internally as to how their organisation's run, and like any good organisation does.
But do you think that they... I don't know, I kind of get the feeling that we'll just put out this statement amongst all the tennis. It won't be focused on too much, and then we'll just move on and everyone forget once the Australian Open is over. I just have a feeling they're not even going to make any acknowledgement of what went down, BP. And if that's the case, that's disgusting, because other people are copping the blame for this fiasco.
Yeah, and this is not, I can tell you, this is not uncommon with Tennis Australia not to answer the hard questions. So they'll do everything to deflect. I can only be really candid about that. And they'll just want to brush it under the carpet. But, you know, obviously the very good journalists who obviously, you know, want answers and report these sort of, you know, incidents, and they want, you know, really good detail, they'll continue to hound until some answers come. So, anyway, we'll wait and see where it all ends up.
You're one of them, BP. Get in there, mate. Be a bulldog. Get in there for sports day. Cause some trouble. Now, listen, tonight, action on Rod Laver Arena. We've got Osaka taking on Brengel. Naomi should get through this.
It should. Brengel, look, she'll throw a few different things at Naomi, who just loves, you know, she loves feeding off pace, loves playing at that one level, whereas Brengel will play some little dinky shots, and she'll, you know, she'll just make life a little uncomfortable at times. But yeah, you would think the firepower of Naomi should get her over the line tonight.
And of course, Zverev taking on John Millman later on. Is there injury concerns around John Millman's back?
Yeah, it really has troubled him probably for the best part of a couple of years, Jace. So, you know, last year, I think he was very much running on fumes, you know, mentally, physically. I'm just watching him at the window here. He's just finished hitting up. And I think he looked really good against Lopez. He would have been wrapped to close that out in four sets. And I thought the energy levels were pretty high. And look, he's such a great character. He talks to everyone. And, you know, this is right in his wheelhouse tonight. It's almost like bigger the court, bigger the match, the opponent. You know, we've seen him play Federer at two Grand Slams, play epic matches. And, you know, watching Big Sasha, if he lands, hang on, he might come through the window here. Oh, he slotted it out wide of the juice side for an ace. So if he gets going, the big man at 6-6, it's going to be, you know, pretty difficult for Millman to get into the return games. But you never know with Johnny. You've got to back him in. He's so damn competitive.
I'll certainly be watching that one tonight, because you know he'll be given 110%. I know it's impossible to give 110%, but you know he'll be giving it his all tonight. We'll catch all the action. BP,
he will.
from the first serve and also Sports Day's tennis expert, mate. We appreciate your time tonight on Sports Day.
Pleasure. Thanks, gents.
See you, mate. There he goes. BP always doing a great job for us here on Sports Day. And yeah, mate, I hope the journalists stick at this whole Tennis Australia thing, Badge.
Well, put someone up there. Put Craig Tiley or someone up there to answer some dead set, deep and meaningful questions about around what happened, and then they can get on with life. That's what the best organisations do.
Absolutely. They certainly do. Brett Phillips and our Australian Open update, Superfast for Kia, the Superfast charging all-electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/AU. We better get to a break. This is Sports Day for Kia. When we come back, our hot topic, there's a few texts coming through, Badge, about wasted sporting talent. I reckon Kyrgios is one of them. He's got the ability to do anything. I just don't think he can be bothered. And I think that is a massive waste of talent. We've got a few names we want to throw up, and we'll get to some of your... There's one here I just saw thought was really... Have you seen it there?
Good one here from Chris from Tamworth. His favourite flag would be Australian, but believe the Wales flag should have a whale on it, not a red dragon. Aha, boom, boom. Okay. And we've got our last laugh straight from Johnny Rabbit. Well, we won't get to that now, though. That's for you later on, Woogie, because you're doing the last laugh now.
Yeah, well, see, you're refusing to.
Yep, and I like this one.
All right.
That's good.
If you want to help us out with the last laugh, I will pick a joke if it can go on air, of course. 0457 736 736. Let's get to a break. This is Sports Day.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats for Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Time for the hot topic. Shop online and in store at Barbecues Galore. The range, the price, the knowledge. Now you're cooking. Watching Nick Kyrgios last night, Badge, and look, he's playing. Don't everyone get excited. He's just playing a qualifier at the Australian Open. He's expected to win on you know.
He's right up your nose already, isn't he, Woogie?
He's just a show-off. He just makes it all about him. But anyway, that's fine. It's good to have some personalities in tennis, to be honest. I whinge that there's not enough. But everyone's waxing lyrical about Nick Kyrgios. I mean, he'll be out next round. That's fine. He'll pick up, a couple of $100,000 and has taken the spot of someone who really wants to play tennis. But apart from that, I'm watching him last night, and he does have shades of talent. Like, you just look at him, you go, wow, he's amazing.
He is talented.
But
is he committed? That's been part of the problem.
He's
not. He's kind of committed, and apparently he's been training pretty hard in the gym. Well, those rolled shoulders frustrate me. But he, he looked good, and I was thinking, it's good to have a match like that, because if he had a really tough game, someone that could, you know, keep the ball in play for a long time, he might have been in trouble fitness-wise, but it'll help him ease into things. But
I reckon he's wasted sport.
He's a frustration.
I reckon he's wasted sporting talent. And it got me thinking, are there any others bigger than Nick Kyrgios in the world of sport? You know, is he the biggest? I'll give you one straight off the top. Ben Simmons, with all this stuff that's going on in the NBA, he's got talent. I reckon he's getting bad advice. He's sitting on the sidelines, can't get a new NBA team. That is a waste of sporting talent.
Mm. And maybe he's not getting bad advice. Maybe he's just hasn't got much idea about that side of things, about honouring contracts and whatever else that goes with that. Or he's got
well, he understands
to, you know,
one side.
The big
side
dummy.
He understands
the big dummy, didn't he? What side?
Well, you know, taking the money side. He understands that part of the contract.
Look, if he doesn't play much in the next few years, definitely he'll be as way up there as far as wasted sporting talent goes. Oh, look, I think straight away when you think of Kyrgios, you think of Bernard Tomic.
No, I'm talking about wasted sporting talent.
Wasted. Why?
We got to have talent to start with. That's the prereq.
Don't ever think that Tomic hasn't got talent. He just hasn't got any commitment.
What?
The bloke can play. He's a big. He's just got so much going for him. But if you don't train and therefore at least try to keep up with your peers as far as fitness goes, you're never going to, you know, get the best out of yourself. And he hasn't done that. He's a joke in that department. What about big John Daly, who had a pretty successful career, didn't he? And won a major, Long John Daly, a mate, but just a party animal.
Yep.
You kind of admire him in some ways, don't you? Go, he did it his way, and he's had a lot of fun, and he
could have played NFL.
A lot of regrets.
Could have played NFL, Batch.
Really?
He was an outstanding American football player, but a better. You're right. A better partier. A mate of mine who was Ian Baker Finch's caddy when he won the British Open, all the champions got together at the end of the year and had a party, and John Daly won an American tournament that year, and he said, I've never seen so much partying in my life in one weekend, and John Daly was the ringleader. Incredible. Oh. And his son's a handy golfer too, mate, so it's the talent's definitely there. Yeah. Can I throw a rugby league one at you? Ash Taylor. A young kid at the Brisbane Broncos comes to the Titans, probably on too much money to start with, Badge, but they panicked. He was starting to play really good football, and then he gets influenced by Jarryd Hayne, and then everything goes south.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure it's all as simple as that, and perhaps Ash is I look at this two ways. I'm not sure he's the superstar player that a lot of people could see developing. I think he's a really good club player, or a good club player, and maybe he's got the best out of himself. But I don't think he's a potential superstar. So,
what about Jarryd Hayne?
Wasted talent. Oh, he played did some amazing things on the footy field, and you know it, not just for the Eels that incredible season he had in the late 2000s, and some wonderful play for New South Wales and Australia. No, that's not a wasted sporting talent. It's a shame. You know, all at the back end of his career, he's had all this off-field stuff that's, landed him in jail. Terrible. But I still, you know, he did, and he could have been a lot better fitness-wise from everyone that I've spoken to about that. But still, yeah, we did see some great footy out of him. Todd Carney springs to mind when we're on that topic. Woogie, he's... Just loose, you know, could find trouble. But won a Dally M.
Yeah.
Like, can play.
Righty-o. Yeah.
There's plenty of them around. I'll tell you what, there's a list much, much longer than that of players that never even got to, you know, reach the top grade or the heights in their sport at all when you compare it to those. We're talking about blokes here that actually have played in the, you know, at the top levels. There's plenty of them that never even get that far.
Yeah. You know, one who, Benny Barber, reminds me a little bit, there's, you know, wasted talent again, off the field dramas.
Won a comp with the Sharks.
Yeah. Won a Dally M.
Did some great things, but some off field dramas, yeah.
Wasted talent. 0457 736 736 is our text number. Give us your wasted talent examples. Do you agree with us? Is Nick here, well, me, it's me putting this one up, is Nick Kyrgios, you know, one of the biggest wastes of talent? 0457 736 736, our hot topic, shop online and in-store barbecues galore, the range, the price, the knowledge. Now you're cooking. This is Sports Day.
This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Wednesday night, plenty of sport going on at the moment. What's the update on the tennis?
Yeah.
Vukic, it's on serve in the second set, by the way. He lost the first set 6-4 on serve in the second, 4-3 at the moment. A hot topic tonight, by the way. We've been talking about it, and we get to that just after we do the weather for Nufarm Australian through and through. Brisbane showers, 90% chance of rain. Tomorrow at a top of 28 degrees in Sydney, possible shower 25. Nufarm's
25 is a bit nicer, isn't it?
It's a bit cold. Nufarm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. Nufarm, Australian through and through. Badge, text machines blowing up about sports people have wasted their talent.
Yeah, and flags. Thank you very much, Sheldon Co. Chris Lynn wasted his talent as a red ball cricketer. And 50 over talent to take the money and run from that's from Queenslander. Oh, okay, well he's very good in the short form of the game, of course. But Sensi from Taormina, Owen Craigie, never seen a better player as a 16, 17 year old. Should have done a lot more. I know a lot of people in and around Newcastle and rugby league believe exactly the same. He was an absolutely outstanding talent, Owen Craigie, and as he, you know, I think he admits he didn't dedicate himself as well as he could have. But gee, what a gun player. Danger. Nice one, Danger, from Cairns. Ben Cousins.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, he was an outstanding AFL player too, wasn't he? But, of course,
too many just, demons.
Went off the rails. Yeah, demons and drugs and everything else that went along. And I like, where's my flag one gone, Woogie? Oh, yeah, St. Boyd. Always had a soft spot for the old South African flag, the one I couldn't recognise on Monday. Norway and England, yes. Flags of the world. If you want to join in with Sheldon Cooper and Badge, Flags of the World, tell us what your favourite is.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to do
What's
Flags of the
Hercats?
World.
Where's he from? I'm just doing... Hubert Hurkacz is... Oh, he's from Poland. That's not a bad one. It's just a red and a white horizontal stripes.
Brendan Favola, yeah. Just come through on the text. Waste of talent there. Did we do Corey Norman? Someone...
Yes.
Queensland agreed with us on Benny Barber and Kyrgios. Well, he says he's just a loser and total waste of space. Sporty Gav wants to know, whatever happened to Vijay Singh? I don't think he was a waste of talent, though, was he?
Oh, I thought Vijay Singh, this is a great Fijian golfer, did very, very well.
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. I've got a text here from Queensland is off his chops tonight. Where did I get my info, re the NFL gridiron? Well, I get it online. I read it. I watch it. What do you mean? Where did I get my info, re the NFL gridiron?
Oh, you did say John Daly would have been.
He could have. He had that much talent. He could have made the NFL. When is the A-team back?
Queenslander says Kyrgios is a rude show pony and a definite fig jam. Ooh, well, there you go. Harsh words.
Okay. Okay. Keep your text messages coming through. 0457 736 736.
Are we the B team or the C team?
Whenever I'm on, I'm the B team. That's what it is. The A team is back.
I don't think that, Woogie.
January 31, Badge and Sats will be back.
You've
on
got
air together.
A lot of fans.
For a week. And then it's me and Sats. So.
Well, the C team.
That's right. The D team. Apparently, I've got double D, so that's. That's why it's that. Anyway, this is Sports Day. Who have we got? Did you just get that? Jared Wallace.
Took me at double D's. Jared Wallace coming up next.
Wow.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.